Is the Savoyan workshop any good?
Yeah, it's lovely.
Well, that's a good thing. I have been in touch with your wife, Hurst, and I have free tickets on Sunday to the Savoyan workshop,
yeah,
and we are going
baby.
To see Top Gun and Top Gun Maverick.
Oh, you guys are such legends.
Top 5 Face-Off contains adult themes and language that some people may find offensive. Listener discretion is advised.
He's Matt Hurst.
He's Matt Squirrel.
And this is Top 5 Face-Off, the official world rankings of everything. What are we ranking today, Hurst?
Well, Squirrel, today we're going to be ranking films that are over 3 hours. 3 fucking hours.
It's coming right up after this.
If there's more than one, then there's a best and a worst. If there's more than 5, call Squirrel and Hurst. It's the Top 5 Face-Off. Actual facts. It's the Top 5.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, or good night, rankers. Welcome back to the show. And if this is your first time, welcome to the show.
Hello.
Squirrel, for our new rankers, why don't you tell them what we do here? And most importantly, why we do it?
Hello, new rankers. This is Top 5 Face-Off, the official world rankings of everything. Each episode, we have a random subject suggested to us by our Patreons, and we rank the top 5 and the worst in that subject. And then you, the ranker at home, visit our website, top5faceoff.co.uk, and vote on which of us is correct, because one of us is always correct.
Yeah, good stuff. But we don't like to get straight to the point because we are frightfully British.
No.
So what's been going on?
What's been going on is, it's kind of a mixture of what's been going on, what's making me feel old, Hurst, because they both kind of end up being the same thing. So what's making me feel old is that I believe the very day you hear this, rankers, so on the Wednesday it comes out, Top Gun will be 40 years old.
Ooh.
Yeah. But that plays into what's been going on, because at many cinemas around the world, they are re-showing Top Gun in the cinema. And in fact, I did check, they're doing it at the Savoyan Workshop, Hurst.
Are they really?
And on Sunday, a lot of them are doing back-to-backs with Top Gun Maverick, including the Savoyan Workshop, Hurst.
Oh, fuck me dead.
There you go. Is the Savoyan Workshop any good?
Yeah, it's lovely.
Well, that's a good thing. I have been in touch with your wife, Hurst, and I have free tickets on Sunday to the Savoyan Workshop,
yeah,
and we are going
baby.
To see Top Gun and Top Gun Maverick.
Oh, you guys are such legends.
Yeah, boy. So that's what's going on. I'm coming to your house, and we're going to get some speed, Hurst, because I'm in the need.
Wow. That's outstanding. That's a live reveal.
Yes, yes.
Oh, that's new stuff for us.
Mm.
I like that.
There you go.
You sneaky bastards, because I was just thinking, yeah, we're definitely going to that. Carly'd be on board. She'll be on board. And then doesn't matter, because you've already...
I know this.
Shenanigized.
You have been shenanigized all over the place.
Is it shenanigated?
I am unsure.
Interesting. Oh, that's fantastic stuff.
Yes.
Oh, well done, you.
But what's been going on your end, Hurst? Oh, I know what's been going on. Tell us about it.
Well, I have my open studio that I mentioned on air a while ago, and also one of many excuses for me still not having completed the Patreon editing is that I would finish work, go straight to my studio, and work there for an hour or two to try and get it ready for this open day, which in itself, it was okay. I had a few people drop in, but at the same time, it was flipping awesome because number ones Jazzy and Kovach came. From
excellent.
Flipping miles away with their other halves and loyal rankers, Jones and Julie.
Yeah.
I knew that Kovach was coming because he'd said it on the Facebooks, and I was looking at it again. That's awesome, because you live like 2 hours away.
Oh,
and
fuck.
Yeah, sure enough, they turned up. And then about an hour after they turned up, Jazzy and Jones.
Oh.
So it was just absolutely lovely seeing them. And because Kovach and Julie turned up at the right time, and my parents had arrived for a picnic lunch, they got to sample some of the delights of Vintage Bakery in Retford, because we had
We discussed them last time.
Yeah. And then when we finished at 4 o'clock, we all went out for drinks, which was lovely.
Perfect.
So many thanks to Jazzy, Kovach, Jones, Julie for coming along to see me in my little studio.
Excellent.
I had a quick getting old, but I'm going to share it with everyone. Go back into Facebook. Look at your oldest profile picture. And
oh, shit.
That's my advice for all the rankers if you want to feel old, unless you're a young listener and it isn't like 20 years since you joined up on Facebook.
Been a minute since I did Facebook. How do I do that? Do I click on... Oh, here we are. Oh, whoa. Where's the rest of my beard?
It's a tough one, in fact. I'll see if I can send you... Well, actually, no, you can see mine anyway. Anyway, yes. So that was what was making me feel old. I thought, I'll go have a little nostalgia thing, see what things used to be. And then I looked back and back and back. And it's like, oh, God damn. And aside from unnecessarily long films, has anything been gripping your shit?
Yes. So this was, when did this happen? I don't know, 3 or 4 days ago. It was fairly late at night. Not late, but like 9. And I decided I needed some energy drink power up. So I stopped at Tesco Express and all of their self-service tills were out. So I'm in the queue behind 2 people. No problem. 2 people. Both of them had just fistfuls of scratch cards. And then you're like, all right, they're just going to kind of cash them in. Lovely. Nah. They're like, can you check these, please, mate? They hadn't won anything. It's like you scratch the things off and it tells you if you've won, and then you take them in and you get your money. You don't just hand them over so the dude has to bib every single one and it goes error every time they don't win money. Fucking hell. Yeah. That pissed me off right much.
Absolute dicks, but I'm also glad that they didn't win any money. That would have annoyed me too.
It did. It annoyed me. Has anything annoyed you, Hurst?
A few things. First of all, I've seen this a couple of times now. This is a headline-grabbing clickbait thing that newspapers, often not the nationals, but the local ones, and then you're scrolling down. So the Snooker World Championships was last week, and a young Chinese chap called Wu Yizhe won the tournament and £500,000 in prize money. So good for him.
Yep.
Following day, the headline. Wu Yizhe immediately loses 225k after winning world championships. No.
Did he have to pay tax or something?
That's exactly what Wu Yizhe does. Wu Yizhe, like everyone else in this country, has to pay taxes. That's your headline.
Yeah.
Shut up. Really annoys me. And the other thing that has vexed me recently, you know, petrol prices and diesel prices, and that has all gone skyrocketing because of that orange bell end in America bombing Iran. How come petrol is allowed to use decimals of a penny? Why is that allowed? Why is no one else allowed that? It's 189.9 pence. Why is it okay for them to do 0.9 pence? Like £1.99, yeah, that's been a thing for ages. Psychologically, you're looking at it and you're going, oh, it's under £2. That should not be allowed to translate into pennies. Otherwise, why can't shops do the same thing? Why can't shops go 99.9 pence?
Well, I suppose they could if they wanted. There's nothing stopping them. But does it round down? That's what I'm wondering now. Like, if you put 155.9 pence worth of petrol in your car, does it charge you 155 pence?
I don't know.
£1.55
is what I'm going to get. And we've all just blindly not asked the question. That's what we're here for, Squirrel. Aside from rankings, we're asking the hard questions.
Shit, I didn't realise that's what we were here for. I thought we ranked
As of just a minute ago, we're here to ask the hard questions.
Oh, no.
But that might also dry up soon. We might stop asking hard questions.
And that's one of them, is it? That's a hard question in your head.
Well, yeah, because no one knows the answer. And also, fuck off with it, because we are all saying, oh, the one at Asda, that's 186, when actually it's 187. But when you're comparing the prices, you have to explain what the last viable number is, because they all end in that 0.9. So they're getting away with it. They're making me say, yeah, the petrol at Asda is 186, whereas the one down at Esso is 185. But it's not. It's 187 and 186.
Now, you're saying no one knows the answer. Have you done any research into this at all? Do you mean me and you don't know the answer?
Dude, this is why we have the Malcolms.
Right. Come on, Malks. Off you go.
Goodness, I was doing my own research. I was too busy watching ludicrously long films.
Oh, my God. Yes.
For someone with ADHD who's got about 45 minutes of concentration at any given minute, that's 4 sittings per film, best case.
Yeah. Well, we'll find out. Let's not spoil the rankers with what's coming up in our lists. Now, in the last episode, Hurst, we said we didn't know who had suggested 3-hour-long films, and they got in touch through the email, hello@top5favorites.co.uk. It was Katie Hurst.
Katie.
Katie, deliberately to wind you up, apparently.
Next time I'm in Tadley, there might be some egging or TPing. You watch out. Right. Yes, let's get onto the business of what happened last week. Did people accept your chick flick Titanic, or were they fuming?
Let's have a look at some comments. In fact, the very first comment speaks to this Hurst, and it's from our friend Meg98.
No way, says, Meg98 was first.
Yeah, I know, Meg was first, right? Imagine. Jeez. And it says, I'm in a rush. Titanic equals CF, Meg98. So I think that means chick flick.
Shut up, Meg.
And she voted for me. Cov says, I have watched more of this list, Ghost and Dirty Dancing. Thanks. There you go. So he votes for you, Hurst.
He also told me that Titanic isn't a chick flick.
That feels like hearsay, Hurst, and would not be accepted in a court of law.
No, but I did hear him say it.
Right. Yes, that's literally
so it's definitely anyway. Hearsay.
Ohio here, says Ohio. Now, if you remember, Hurst, we gave Ohio some homework.
Oh, yes.
Because we wanted to know about various different things. Ohio says, I'm afraid I know precious little about either a cappella competitions or baseball. Sorry. I do know that A League of Their Own is a banger, though. And he votes for me. Thanks, Ohio.
Or she.
Or she votes for me, yeah. Ohio, just tell us. Because otherwise we'll be doing this every episode. Another vote for me. Pitch Perfect 2, WTF, Season of Hurst, Season of the Worst, am I right? Also, Titanic is absolutely a chick flick, says Trooper. Oh. Now, this is interesting. How long is Trooper's goodwill going to last for buying a painting off you?
I don't know. I mean, he hasn't actually called me out on anything yet, so I'm, you know, the goodwill's still there. I'm not going to break the truce.
Oh, God, it's another... Do you remember last time we had somebody just list out the...
It was Carly.
Oh, was it Carly doing the lyrics to Doug Tanya?
Yeah.
Ah, has Carly this episode done the lyrics to the song from A League of Their Own?
I have no idea.
Because someone has.
I only find these things out afterwards.
Yes, so someone's just done the whole batter up, hear that call song, and that's it. No name, just votes for me, and it's just the words from batter up, hear the call, the time has come for one and all to play ball.
Could be.
All right. Now, this is an interesting one, Hurst. It's a vote for you. It says, did you miss me? I don't think so, but I've not listened for about 6 weeks for some reason. Anyway, this came down to if Ghost and Dirty Dancing are better than Titanic, and I decided, yes, just about they are. Now to go and listen to the episodes I missed. Did you miss this person, Hurst?
Yes. Yes, I did.
Okay, good. I mean, I don't know if I did because they didn't think to put their name on it.
So I answered wisely. It's like, did I miss this person?
Good.
Yes, I did. I miss any listeners who aren't listening for a bit.
All right,
I feel slightly incomplete.
Here's another vote for you, Hurst. I'll be honest, I haven't watched a single one of these films, so take my vote with a pinch of salt. Not a single one of the 10 films. 9 in total, I guess. That's impressive. That said, it is the season of Hurst, and my mission must continue. So take a vote for Hurst. Thanks, from Fish. The Vision. Thanks, The Vision.
How have you not seen Titanic?
What's it? Have you not
I
seen
don't
Pitch
believe
Perfect?
It to be a chick flick. So the votes will tell us in a minute. It is still one of the all-time great movies.
And the Ghost and Dirty Dancing. I didn't even realise there were people that existed that hadn't seen one of them, at least.
I hadn't seen Dirty Dancing until about 5 years ago when we started doing Classic Sundays and we started looking at things that I hadn't seen that I probably should have done.
Well, there we are. Okay. Here comes a comment from me. It feels pretty even so far on the whole commenting front, but I'm not a huge fan of Titanic. But I do think it fits into the definition of chick flick. I really want Dirty Dancing to be on the list, but Pitch Perfect 2 cannot be known as superior to the original. Anonymous. Thanks, Anonymous. Here comes one for you, Hurst. How did Legally Blonde not get onto either of your lists? Unjust. That is the best chick movie. Disappointed. So I have had to vote for Hurst as I know him, and I don't know you, Squirrel. What the fuck is this? That's from Anora. Thanks, Anora.
Thanks, Anora.
The rankers seem to be forgetting that this is a valuable service they're providing to the entire world.
Future generations are relying on this information. But I suppose if you haven't seen them, I mean, we still want you to vote. So we're pretty much contradicting ourselves here.
Well, if you haven't seen them, put the work in, rankers. Get watching. All of our top fives in anything we do are absolutely worthy of your time. Because they're always going to be good, at least. Hurst all the way. Most of Squirrel's lists were not chick flicks. Fact, most of my list, that means 3 out of the 5, were not chick flicks.
I wonder which ones. I mean,
I'll accept there's an argument with Titanic.
League of Their Own was pretty epic.
Yeah.
Like, it was a good film just for anyone. But the female is, and Titanic, still not a chick flick. But the others were.
Dunno, that one's from Anonymous. No, you know, can't argue with someone who we don't know who it is. Well, I can, yeah. If they're wrong.
I'll find out in a minute.
We will. And finally, that's Dav Paz. He says, another tough one. If you think of a chick flick as a film designed for a primarily female audience, you guys have left some glaring gaps. No Bridget Jones, no The Holiday, no Pretty Woman. Now, Pretty Woman was probably my number six, to be fair. My vote goes to Squirrel this week for reminding me about Easy A, a bona fide hidden gem of a movie. And although Pitch Perfect 2 is probably funnier than 1, the first is a better chick flick. These were the thoughts of Dav Paz, says Dav Paz. Thank you, Dav Paz. That is all of our comments. Hurst, are you ready for the results?
Yeah, I think you probably got about 60% of the vote.
Ooh, I don't have that calculation at hand, Hurst, but I'm pretty sure you are wrong. You got 28.
Mm-hmm.
I got 29.
Oh, that is close. And the funny thing is, I almost voted on mine yesterday just because I wanted to see what the voting looked like, but I thought, but I can't mess up the integrity of the voting system, so...
Well, if you had done it, would have been a draw this time, so,
Which would have messed up the integrity, because AI would have had to choose.
Who knows what it would have picked.
Okay, anyway, well, fair enough. Congratulations on another win.
Yes, and here we go. Here comes the top five chick flicks of all time. At number five, Easy A, a hidden gem, says Dav Paz. At number four, Some Kind of Wonderful. No one mentioned it because no one's seen it. Go watch it. At number three, A League of Their Own. The only thing Ohio knows about baseball. At number two, Pitch Perfect. Officially better than Pitch Perfect 2. And at number one, the best chick flick of all time, as Titanic.
Well,
there we are.
Can't argue with the facts. The facts are exact.
The facts are exact. Put that out of your head, Hurst. Put those nice, short movies that are easy to watch in one sitting out of your head. And let's crack on with the top five three-hour-plus movies.
Let's do it.
How are we going to decide who goes first today, Hurst?
I would suggest that we flip the coin of destiny.
Let's see where it goes today. I caught it. It's heads for Hurst.
Heads for Hurst. Okie dokie. Well, rankers, as I have had to endure many hours of movies, and they are such long movies, I've decided that I will do my synopsis of each one in one sentence.
All right.
And from that sentence, Squirrel will tell you what my selection is. At number five, a magical healing giant gets executed for being different.
Oh, no. Immediately don't know what this is. Magical healing giant gets executed for being different. I don't know.
In at number five is The Green Mile.
Oh, do you know? I haven't seen it.
Wow. After this week, I am surprised.
It's magic. I thought it was a jail film. Anyway. Carry on.
It is, but spoilers alert, he has magical healing powers and does get executed. But it is a prison movie on death row, so that's not as big of a spoiler. So, 1999, 3 hours and 9 minutes, starring Tom Hanks, Michael Clarke Duncan as John Coffey, the magical giant, and a few other well-known faces, but those are the two main stars of the film. It is... Yeah, I'm not going to tell you what it's about. All you get is my synopsis. I had to watch it, so screw you guys. It's really good.
There we go. All right. Cool. My number five, Hurst. I don't have a one-sentence synopsis for you to guess at, it is Lord of the Rings, The Two Towers, brackets, extended edition, close brackets, because the actual theatrical cut is 1 minute shy of 3 hours, but don't worry, the extended cut is around about 2.5 hours, depending on which version you watch.
3.5 hours, presumably. You said 2.5 hours, because that would still be cheating.
Oh, sorry, 230 minutes is what I meant. That's why I got confused.
A very different thing.
Yes, yes, it's a very different number. It's directed by Peter Jackson. It was released in 2002. Cast includes Elijah Wood, Ian McKellen, Viggo Mortensen, Sean Astin, Andy Serkis, Orlando Bloom, Christopher Lee, and many, many others. They made it for around $94 million. Box office brought in $944 million. Ka-ching.
Right.
It got 6 Oscar noms, and it won Best Visual Effects and Best Sound Editing. And obviously, it's the second movie of the Lord of the Rings trilogy, and it starts when the heroes have just split up, and Frodo and Sam are being, you know, sad. Merry and Pippin are doing tree politics. Aragorn and his buddies are doing cavalry heroics, and somehow it all builds up to a big battle at Helm's Deep without feeling like 3 different films all mashed together. Helm's Deep is your payoff for the whole rest of the film. It's just a giant fight that you've been waiting for 2 hours. It's absolutely brilliant. Excellent stuff. Number 5, Lord of the Rings of the Two Towers Extended Cut.
Very good.
Yeah.
Right, my number 4. What film is this?
Mm.
2 midgets finally drop a ring in a volcano.
That is Lord of the Rings, Return of the King.
That's absolutely right. 2003's The Return of the King is actually 3 hours and 21 minutes without having to add any sneaky director's cuts or whatever. It's correct. A good film. It stars most of the same people as just mentioned. Elijah Wood, Viggo Mortensen, Sir Ian McKellen, Ali Astin, Sean Astin.
Yeah.
Good. It's good. Number 4, Lord of the Rings, Return of the King.
Excellent. I have an app on my phone for this moment now, Hurst.
Nice.
At number 4, Lord of the Rings, The Return of the King. It was directed by Peter Jackson in 2003, as you rightfully point out, Hurst. 200 minutes I've got on the dot when I looked it up. Cast includes Elijah Wood, Ian McKellen, Viggo Mortensen, Sean Astin, Andy Serkis. Orlando Bloom, Christopher Lee, and many, many others. Its budget was also $94 million, and it grossed $1.1 billion. It broke the big B.
Goodness.
Nommed for 11 Oscars, it won all 11, including Best Picture, Best Director, and it tied the all-time Oscar wins record with Ben-Hur and the best chick flick of all time, Titanic. So, yeah, this is the third movie. It gets to cash a lot of checks that the other movies have written. You've got Minas Tirith, you've got Shelob, you've got Lighting Beacons, and you've got I can't carry it for you, but I can carry you. And you've got Aragorn finally becoming a king. And you've got about 6 endings, because frankly, everybody deserved their own ending. It was the first fantasy film to win Best Picture, although there's certainly a feeling that this film kind of got Oscars as a group deal for the whole trilogy. But anyway, officially, already, the 4th best 3-hour-plus film is The Lord of the Rings, The Return of the King.
You can start etching that one onto the trophy.
You can, yeah.
Brilliant. Number 4, Lord of the Rings, Return of the King. Number 3, a bunch of bad losers invent time travel and win second time round.
Endgame?
Yep.
Hey.
Avengers Endgame, weighing in at just within the limit, 3 hours and 1 minute.
Yep.
2019, starring just everyone ever. A great payoff to some 20-something movies. Robert Downey Jr., Chris Evans, Mark Ruffalo, Chris Hemsworth, Scarlett Johansson, Jeremy Renner, John Cheadle. I mean, it goes on. There are so many big names in that film. I'm surprised that it made any money because just the amount of people they had to pay. But
it's true.
Good film. You should watch it.
It is. It is a good film. I agree.
Number 3, Avengers Endgame.
All right. Excellent. Number 3 for me. It's Lord of the Rings, The Fellowship of the Ring Extended Edition. Uh-huh. It was released in 2001, directed by someone called Peter Jacksonhurst. Would you believe it? It is 178 minutes in the cinema, so 2 minutes under, but the extended edition also available in the cinema at some points. 228 minutes, Hurst. Cast includes Elijah Wood, Ian McKellen, Viggo Mortensen, Sean Astin, Andy Serkis. Orlando Bloom, Christopher Lee, and many, many others. The budget on this was $1 million less than the other two. It was $93 million, and it grossed $897 million.
He did all right out of those, didn't he?
They got some pennies, didn't they?
Yeah.
Peter Jackson's probably quite happy.
Yeah.
It received 13 Oscar nominations, which is a lot, but it only won 4. So there we are.
Because they knew the others were coming out.
Well, maybe they did.
It's like they can have Oscars later. We've got some other stuff to deal with this year.
especially when they saw the amount of money that was coming in. Yeah, it's my favorite. It is the kind of best kind of all round of the three films, I think. It's a very nice setting off to adventure, and it's very silly sounding, like small man carries jewelry to volcano could be your one sentence sum up, but it shouldn't work at the scale it did, and it was fantastic. And the film commits so hard emotionally that you stop seeing how fucking ridiculous the entire thing actually is and start worrying about hobbits having enough snacks. Frodo left home, and within about 3 days, he's been stabbed, hunted, traumatized, and signed up for the worst walking holiday in literary history. Number 3, Lord of the Rings, Fellowship of the Ring, extended cut. And that is the last of the Lord of the Rings I will be talking about, because I've done them all now.
Yeah, it does all feel massively unnecessary, given they got that lift back from the Eagles at the end. But it also seems like a real dick move from Gandalf. It's like, just man up and take the ring yourself.
All right. Well, I can already look. Don't write. I know what you're going to say. I don't write to us rankers because I know why that couldn't work. It's fine. We don't need to be told. Thanks for listening. Carry on.
Yeah. It's one of my Sunday afternoon fall asleep films, any of the Lord of the Rings ones, because seen them enough times. And I'm like, yeah, they are really good. They're great spectacles. Good
and the music's watch. Fantastic as well. So yeah, that would be on while you're sleeping. It's lovely.
Yeah. Anyway. So, my number 2, Paranoid Mafia Boss Stays Paranoid.
Godfather 2, presumably for staying paranoid.
Correct, yes.
Hey.
I would love to have had the Godfather Part 1 in there because it's so goddamn good, but of course it's only 2 hours and 56 minutes long, so not within budget. So sadly, I can do that. But actually, the Godfather Part 2 is an incredibly good film, not just because it carries on being incredibly good, but it runs the dual stories at the same time with Michael Corleone's descent into deeper paranoia, whilst also showing how Vito Corleone came about, how his story unfolded. So it was like two movies in one, which made it much more watchable for someone like me. It's like doing two things at the same time, watching the backstory and watching the story. So it was ever so good. And Al Pacino and Robert De Niro in the same movie. Gotta love that. So yeah, it's good. Watch it. Number 2, Godfather Part 2.
All right. I will watch it at some point. I have not seen any of the Godfathers. I'm terrible. They are high on my list of films that I know I should have seen, but haven't.
There's a lot of films like that. Oh, I should have seen that. And we'll talk about that in a minute. But The Godfather, you absolutely have to. You'll love it because it's just so good.
The first one and the second one. I've heard the third one is not good.
That's, yeah. First and all second right. one will do.
Cool. So that was your number 2?
That's my number 2.
Brilliant. My number 2 is a little low-budget indie movie called Titanic.
Ooh.
Now, ooh, surprising. Yes, people probably thought this might end up at number 1, as did I.
No, to be honest, I was expecting The Hobbit extended director's cut or something.
No, they're all shit. Don't at me, rankers, although I think most people do agree. Titanic, obviously, written, directed by James Cameron, released in 97, 195 minutes long. Starring Leonardo DiCaprio, Kate Winslet, Billy Zane, Kathy Bates, Francis Fisher, Gloria Stewart, and Bill Paxton. Rip. Budget was around $200 million, making it the most expensive film ever made at the time. As you probably know, it has grossed around $2.26 billion.
Such like, a lot of money.
Fucking ka-ching. James Cameron is just a money-printing machine. It received 14 Oscar noms. It won 11, including Best Picture, Best Director. Of course it did. It's also officially the best chick flick of all time. Titanic. Big boat, rich girl, poor boy, steam engines, priceless jewelry, love affair, Kate Winslet's tits, iceberg, sinking, screaming, crying deaf, people not understanding about buoyancy, vandalism, and my heart will go on. If you want to hear more about this, listen to the last episode where we talked about chick flicks, where I talk about Titanic some more, but it's fucking phenomenal. It's just an incredible film. It was obviously incredibly successful. It stayed at number 1 in North America for 15 consecutive weeks, which is just deranged by modern standards. These days, a film gets called a smash if it survives 2 weekends without being eaten by Netflix's algorithms, right? So 15 weeks is unreal. And it's 3 hours and 15 minutes long, and somehow the bit everyone still remembers is old lady throws priceless jewelry into the sea. Absolute menace behavior on her part. God damn it. If you haven't seen Titanic, The Vision, because you think it's too long or it's a chick flick and I don't like them, you have let yourself down. Number 2, Titanic. Oh, I could have done a joke about let yourself down like the ship goes down or some shit. Never mind. I'll just pretend I did Rankers and laugh out loud on the train or in the office or something, and then say, oh yeah, Skrull made a good joke about Titanic. And they'll be like, what? And it's like, top five face off, don't you listen? And you're like, no. And then, yeah, good work.
All right. Okay. Yeah.
I think I had a stroke in the middle of that, but never mind. Oh shit, right. We already own worst.
That's it, we're only worst. Zack Snyder takes a massive shit and makes everyone smell it for 4 hours and 2 minutes.
Jeff, this was so close to being my worst as well. Utter horseshit. It's like,
oh, release the Snyder Cut. We're going to pretend we like it because we argued for it so hard.
Fuck off. Shit.
Starring Ben Affleck, Gal Gadot, Henry Cavill and Jason Momoa. Now, here's the best bit. Haven't seen it. Not going to. But it made Kovacs swear really, really loud in a nice bar until everyone else stopped talking and just sat in silence. And it's 4 hours. Fuck that.
Mm.
Worst. Zack Snyder's Justice League.
Fair enough. I have seen parts of my worst one. I haven't seen it all, but it doesn't matter too much because surely the worst film to sit down and watch is a film by Charlie Lynn. Or line, depending on how that's pronounced. It's called Paint Drying Hurst.
Yeah.
It's 10 hours and 7 minutes long.
I think you mentioned this last week, actually, when we were talking about Titanic. I think it came up. I don't know if it made the cut, but I remember telling about it.
It's a static shot of white paint drying on a wall. It's just white bricks, and they're drying, and there's no plot, there's no cast.
It was a big FU, wasn't it, to the film critics?
A big FU to the UK Film Classification Board, rather than the critics. That's right,
yeah.
And it was classified as a U, no material likely to offend or harm. Now, honestly, if I was BBFC dude and I had to sit down and watch movies for a living, A, noise, although you'd have to watch all the shit as well, but B, this feels like 2 days off. like, this is like, put it on. And, you know, get some shit done while I occasionally glance at the screen to make sure nothing's happened. I don't know if it has inserted one frame of hardcore porn, like. That's what I would have done. But, yeah, no, the worst film surely to watch would be Paint Dry. It's, 10 hours, 7 minutes.
Both valid, I think. It was immense how angry Kovacs got. Just the mention of the Justice League. It's I never say anything to him about it.
Right. Well, you know, immediately will be the first thing I talk about with him now, but there we are. I'll tell him how much I liked it. Don't listen to this, Carl, because, it's too late now. That's not going to work. Cut that shit out. Right.
You can edit. It's fine.
Enough about the worst Hurst. Tell us about the first Hurst.
Well, at number one, a big boat sinks in the cold.
Is it the Iron Giant?
Oh, no, it's not. It's not. Same storyline, same plot, but slightly different. No, of course, Titanic, weighing in at 3 hours and 14 minutes. As I mentioned last week, when I was watching Dirty Dancing in final prep for our recording, it just automatically went on to Titanic because that's what things like Amazon Prime do these days. And it was half an hour in before I was like, God, stop this. Right, I've got things to do. It's that good of a film that whatever part it's at, I will kind of get hypnotized by it.
Yeah.
And end up watching it until I can manage to shake myself out of it or until the end happens. So in spite of having watched that first 30 minutes, I was like, right, can I go and watch that now? What's the whole of Titanic? And God damn, it's so good. Leo, Kate, it's good. Watch it.
Yeah. Completely agree. It, absolutely incredible film through and through. Love Titanic. Yeah. But turns out, don't love it as much as my number one, Hurst.
Which we'll talk about in a minute. Do you want to hear a fact and an estimated fact?
Sure.
Okay. Fact. Rose, Jack, and Caledon, Cal, are actually the names of James Cameron's nieces and nephews, and he had them written into the movie. Fact. The Titanic is actually based on a true story. The ship existed and sunk in 1917.
If it was a true story, I think we would have heard of it, right? It was like a big disaster at the sea.
There wasn't much press or news in those days. Only way you could hear about anything was through telegrams and Morse code. So probably wouldn't have heard much.
You're right. So maybe that's why I haven't heard of it. All right, yeah, I'm going to go with the second one then. I think it was true. We just didn't hear about it because, you know, there weren't any cameras around to take pictures of the lovely Kate Winslet.
You're absolutely right. Titanic is based on a true story. They said the ship was unsinkable, just like they did in the movie. And that's really what made it sink, because, come on, guys, Even then, you must have known about tempting fate and jinxing things.
Maybe that's when it was invented.
Yeah. Anyway, well done. You got that one right.
Yes. Nice.
Now let's hear about your number one, Squirrel.
Yes, what a good time for me to talk about my number one, Hurst, which obviously has already been mentioned, and I suspect you know because I have discussed this one before. It is Avengers Endgame. It was my number one for post-apocalyptic movies.
Oh.
Feels like a long time ago we discussed them.
Doubled down on your number ones.
Yes, indeed. Endgame was directed by Anthony and Joe Russo. It was released in 2019. 181 minutes, as Hurst said, so it clears the 3-hour bar by one heroic minute. And the cast includes everyone with a Marvel parking pass. I think it's that simple. Yeah. They just had everyone. The budget was an eye-watering $375 million. Probably because they had to pay everyone.
And then they had 50 left over for special effects and stuff.
That's it, yeah. But it had a worldwide box office of $2.8 billion, which is about the same as all three Lord of the Rings movies. So
that's a lot
of cash. It got one Oscar nomination for Best Visual Effects, which is fucking absurd, but the Academy seems to hate superhero movies if they're not using them as some kind of diversity statement or something. And it's officially the second best post-apocalyptic movie or TV show ever. Ah, it wasn't my favorite then. It was my second best. Yes, my favorite was... Mad Max, that's correct.
Mad Max.
There you go. Endgame is like a wedding reception. It's really long. My wife is asking me who everyone is, and everyone is pleased when the popular people turn up. That's basically what I've decided. And it's the payoff film. It is the payoff film. It's not just a big superhero film. Audiences had done homework willingly for over a decade, and the emotional force comes from accumulated investment of all that time. You're not just watching Iron Man, Cap, and Thor do cool nonsense, although they fucking well do. You're watching years of character arcs being closed and rewarded or stabbed directly in the fucking feelings. And this was the 23rd film in the MCU's Infinity Saga, so it was basically a season finale if you think of a normal TV series. Mm-hmm. For movies, structurally it's weird. You've got the first hour, which is just grief drama. The middle is a time heist nostalgia tour, and the final hour is like the biggest playground fight you've ever seen on film. It should collapse under the weight of its own fan service. It very much does not. It totally and utterly nails it. People can be snobby about Marvel, but landing an ending on that scale is hard. Like, plenty of franchises struggle to finish a single trilogy properly. Godfather, for example. Apparently, not seen him. This one wrapped a 22-foot run-up and made the audience cheer about a man picking up a hammer. It's not subtle, it's not elegant, it's not remotely restrained, but when the portals open, subtlety can get in the fucking sea. Endgame, the best movie ever, 3 hours long, and one of the best movies of all goddamn time.
Yeah, it's good. You should watch it.
Yeah.
I mean, at least one of us is doing their bit towards making this a short episode, eh?
Yeah, sorry. I start talking, I don't stop. Factor estimated fact time, Hurst. Are you ready?
Hit me with your facts.
When Endgame passed Titanic's box office total, James Cameron sent a message to Kevin Feige, who was the producer of all the MCU movies, with a photo of the Avengers A being the iceberg that sinks the Titanic.
Ooh, nice.
Or fact. Tom Cruise was originally going to play Iron Man, but talks collapsed due to disagreements over creative control.
You know what? I think he was going to be Iron Man. He was asked, but he also had other things going. He wasn't able to commit to the full run of all the movies, was he? Or was that someone else? I think it was him. I think that's right.
You are correct, Hurst. Tom Cruise was originally going to play Iron Man. Various things led to that not happening, how much money he wanted. And yeah, I think, like you said, he wouldn't sign on for, well, 23 films. Although I don't think any of them expected that to happen at the time. Good work, Hurst.
Squirrel here. Terribly sorry, I've just realised that both of my facts were, in fact, facts. James Cameron did send a photo of the Avengers A sinking the Titanic. So, yeah, Hurst would have struggled to lose this episode. Sorry, bye.
I don't want to be Iron Man. But of course, back then, who the fuck was Iron Man, right? Yeah. Only comic nerds knew who Iron Man was. Now people know who fucking Hawkeye is. Blows my mind. There you are.
And as everyone knows, we love Tom Cruise. But Robert Downey Jr. was perfect.
He did a very, very good job. Although I would have loved to have seen Tom Cruise as Iron Man. I think that would have been immense.
I just don't think you can really look good running in that suit.
He doesn't run, he flies.
No, but if it was Tom Cruise...
Oh, he'd have to run.
He'd have to run. and ride a motorbike. It just, Iron Man's motorbike would be really cool, though. You can imagine this red and gold motorbike that just transforms into a jumbo mega suit.
Mm, I'm sure you have one of them in the comics. Undoubtedly, there's been so many of them. Well, there we are. We've done, both done very well with our fact and estimated facts today, Hans.
Yeah, bravo us.
Mm. And there's your top fives, rankers. Woof.
I did like that you swung a Tom Cruise one in there when it's so often not right.
Correct. Even though
the only downside of that is that we always say it's right anyway, because that's kind of the law. So what's left for us to do? I think we need to see what's going on for the next episode. And can it please not be movies?
Yes.
Can we have a nice one like that one when we had smells? That was so easy.
Let's see what the Wheel of Decision has in store for us.
It's a mighty wheel of categories, though, isn't it?
It's long now. Look at all of them, huh?
Yeah, now that we've got more patrons, of course, there's
more suggestions.
Chances of you getting yours in are slimmer and slimmer each week, so well done for the early Patreons.
That's true, although, of course, they don't have any more chance of getting picked just because they're in early. That's not how this works.
No, but a lot of them will have already had theirs picked first time round, won't
they? True.
And
there were less
things on the wheel.
That's right. So, Katie, yeah, pick a new one, and we will spin the wheel for next episode. Here we go.
Whee!
And it's going to be McDonald's menu items. That
excellent.
Has been since literally the beginning. That's one of mine that we came up with, one of the original six that we started out with.
When we pick them, they're great categories. The research on our ones is like, go to McDonald's. I'm going to need to try everything.
All right. McDonald's menu items. Past and present or present?
I think past and present.
Okay. All right. UK only?
Yeah. I mean, okay.
All right.
I can only judge on UK only. I've not had McDonald's elsewhere.
This is going to be a fun 2 weeks of research, Hurst. And not good for us.
No.
All right. Cool. Well, I am pleased about that. McDonald's menu items coming to you in 2 weeks' time, rankers.
All right. Well, let's bring this one into land.
Mm. I'll tell them about where we are and shit. We're on the internet, rankers. If you search up your Ask Jeeves, oh, you can't anymore. It shut last week.
Oh, no.
If you search up your Alta Vistas for Top 5 Face Off, you will find us. We're at top5faceoff.co.uk. We're on Facebook, Top 5 Face Off. We're on Blue Sky, Top 5 Face Off. We're on email, hello@top5faceoff.co.uk. We're all over the place, Hurst. We're like a rash.
Yeah. We're in your heads. We're in your houses. We're everywhere.
Yeah, we're in your ears right now. Fucking how weird is that?
That's pretty weird, actually.
Yeah, it's pretty weird when you think about it. Yeah, come find us. We're all over the place. Come visit the website. Make sure you do your voting. That's the most important bit. Rankers, come and vote and help us decide the official top five McDonald's menu items. Ooh. What else do I tell people? What else do we tell people, Hurst?
We tell them about where you can buy art these days.
Oh, shit. Oh, you need to buy some art, Hurst. Well, you can go to doghouseart.co.uk and there's many paintings of cool pop culture things that you can choose from.
The discount code's still active. So if you do see something that you like and you write, the facts are exact, you will get 30% off.
30%?
I'm almost making a loss at that point. It's ridiculous.
Don't type it in, rankers. Give Hurst all your dollar.
No,
he needs
cool.
it because he's about to spend a shit ton of money at McDonald's.
Yeah, that's true, actually. Buy some art. Get me some food.
Yeah. Now, when we originally put this on the Wheel of Decision, McDonald's was still kind of cheap, but nowadays it isn't.
No, it's really not. You could go and get a meal for less than a fiver, and now it's going to cost you a tenner.
Absolutely, you could. And no, you very much cannot. But we will, I'm sure, discuss that more on the next episode.
Yes, we will. So that's going to be gripping our shit for sure.
Maybe.
Oh, well, Malx, let us know about that petrol thing.
Oh, yeah. Let Hurst know why petrol is a decimal.
Why it's allowed to.
Penny.
What's that all about?
Anyway. And if they round it up or down or what? I don't know that.
What the damn hell?
All right. Should we fuck off first?
Let's do it.
All right. Please rewind this podcast for the next people that come along to listen. And we will be back in 2 weeks' time for McDonald's menu items.
Excellent. See you later, anchors. Love you.
Top 5 Face-Off is presented by Matt Hurst and Matt Squirrel and produced by Powerstorm Awesome Fire Incorporated. For more details and to vote for a winner, visit top5faceoff.co.uk. Thanks for listening. Face off.
Hello, new rankers. This is Top 5 Face-Off, the official world rankings of everything. Each episode, we have a random subject suggested to us. Why can't I talk? I swear they used to be called fix shakes, and now they are not, or they were for a brief period of 3 years. Well, that's true. I mean, if the Happy Meals are meant to make your kid happy, then the fix shakes, presumably. Well, that's a good thing, because I've been canoodling with you. No, I haven't been canoodling with your wife. Top 5 Face-Off.